And the next coach in the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern is on the road at Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
No, great to be with you. Happy Halloween. Let's go right to questions, please.
And we'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Pat. With your rushing yards, it's been a little tough to come by. I noticed that Justin is being he's catching a few more balls than he was a year ago at this time. Is that kind of by design, just to give him some space where maybe the rushing yards just aren't coming as easily, just to kind of get him out in some space?
Well, I wish we were that smart, Eric. you just take what the defense gives you, and, especially the last 2 weeks in particular, you're playing against two of the top rushing defenses, not only in the Big Ten, but also in the country, in Iowa and Michigan State. So, just taking what the defense gives us and, trying to make sure if you do load the box or do play a scheme that's going to try to do everything they can to stop the run and overload the box, you can still get the ball in your best playmaker's hands.
Over the course of the season, how would you kind of describe your thoughts on just the rushing game for you guys?
Well, I mean, the first 3 weeks of the season, 4 weeks of the season, Justin, our best player, is dealing with an injury and not 100%. So if you watch us during that first month, we struggled a little bit offensively. Anytime you take a guy out that you think is going to – I mean, he still played, but he played very little and had very few carries. But he's back healthy now, and, we just got to keep working hard to find a way to get our eyes in the right spot, play with great footwork, great hands, and finish blocks. It hasn't been always just because the box is loaded either. We've got to execute better and cleaner, and as a staff, continue to give our guys the right angles, in the run game to take advantage of the defense.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could indulge me just real quick. When you guys prep for Iowa, how much did Akram Wadley, their running back, what jumped out at you about him? And, and just basically the way they play offense, he would seem to be a obviously, as a running back, he is a key member, but, I mean, the way they like to play their offense, play action, et cetera. But what just jumped out at you about him?
Well, we were part of his coming out party here a couple of years ago when he wasn't expected to start, and then he went off for just a career day. And explosiveness, great vision, great top-end speed, can catch the ball, too, out of the backfield. We thought he was a complete back, getting prepared for him. Obviously, you've got to be, when you play Iowa, it always starts up front. You've got to be able to match your intensity and their technique. They're very well coached fundamentally. They don't make very many mistakes up front. And so, you just got to continue to not get bored with just fighting technique-wise to make sure you stay gap sound, play really good team defense, and get off blocks, and try to find a way to keep that ball inside the defense and in front of you and not allow them to, get the play-action passes over your head off the run game.
As a father, how important is it for you to be – involved at least a little bit in your kids' Halloween? I mean, you know what a big deal it is for kids, and just how do you work that into your schedule, I guess?
it just depends on when Halloween falls, to be quite honest with you. If it's a Thursday, with the way that we have our morning schedule here, I'd be a part of the entire Halloween afternoon experience with the guys. But on a Tuesday, still a big game plan deal. We'll have a little bit of FaceTime tonight. We got a pretty unique staff. Six of my nine coaches are empty nesters, so I don't think their adult kids are going to come back in their costumes to the football office tonight. When we had a younger staff, we used to have a Halloween party, here with the kids, and that was a great time. But like I said, we've got a little bit more older, distinguished staff. We had a little, in football games, they have on the Jumbotrons, or in game, they have the little races. We have I think it's a Buffalo Wild Wings race at our place here at Ryan Field. So a couple of our staff members dressed up. We had a Buffalo Wild Wings race this morning before practice. So, just try to have fun with it. I mean, I think more important than anything when it comes to your players, this has got to be fun, especially as we walk into November. There's so many big games coming up over these next 4 weeks. You got to continue to grind, but make it fun. And then from a family standpoint, I think you have to have great balance. It's critically important. not only for, I think, yourself individually, but then as a role model to your players. And, you know, I try to walk the talk here. I'm going to get fired as a coach before I get fired as a father or husband. So you got to have balance, and you just got to work and grind. And that means get up earlier or work after the kids go to bed, so be it. But technology gives us a little bit more flexibility maybe than the previous generation of coaches.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great one.
Okay.
We've got time for one final question from the media.
Your final question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, you guys send out an injury report. I know it's not super detailed, just whether they're going to be able to play or not, but why do that when you're not required to do it?
Yeah, Jeremiah, well, I think twofold. You know, when I first took over the head coaching position here, it just seemed like every other question I was being asked was about injuries. And, you know, I did a little bit of research, looked at the NFL, looked at some things that some other leagues were doing. And I just felt like, you know, from a standpoint of, number one, protecting our players. That's my priority. Protecting their privacy, protecting their NFL futures, and also protecting their families. That's my number one priority. And then number two, you know, out of fairness, you know, I think to our media members, you know, I know that they're always being, you know, pushed and asked to get that type of information. And instead of making it, you know, back channel or things of that nature, I just try to be as honest and upfront as I can. Am I going to be, you know, incredibly specific about a lot of things? No, I'll probably err on the side of being more vague. I don't want to give away any sort of competitive advantage either. So that just is what it is. I try to be as honest as I can and forthright, but at the same time, I'm going to protect our players first and foremost and then not give away a competitive advantage.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, trick or treat. Go Cats. Bye-bye.